Well, about that talk of a new arms race, President-elect Trump doubled down today, reportedly telling MSNBC, quote, "Let it be an arms race because we will outmatch them at every pass and outlast them all." On NBC's Today show, Trump's incoming press secretary, Sean Spicer, was asked to explain that remark by host Matt Lauer.
If there's going to be an arms race,
there's not going to be.
That's what he says. So be it. We will match them at every turn.
But there's not going to be, because he's going to ensure that other countries get the message that he's not going to sit back and allow that. And what's going to happen is they will come to their senses and we will all be just fine.
This all goes back to
the comments by Trump and Putin over the last 24 hours have alarmed many nuclear arms proliferation experts. But our next guest is for now watching and waiting. Gary Seymour is executive director for research at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He also led the American group that negotiated the latest arms agreement with Russia, the New START Treaty, which went into effect 5 years ago. And I asked him for his reaction to Trump's words.
Well, I don't take it very seriously until we see how his actual policies come out. We've reached the point where the main systems we use to deliver nuclear weapons, bombers and missiles and submarines, are going to be reaching the end of their life cycle over the next 10 to 15 years. So we're going to be spending as much as $1 trillion to modernize those forces. And any president would have to do that. So we've got to wait and see exactly how Trump translates his tweets into real policy before we can make any judgments.
Well, regarding the New START Treaty, which you negotiated with Russia, I'm seeing that there were key targets, reduction targets, that both the U.S. and Russia have to meet by 2018. Are the nations on track for that?
Yes. The New START Treaty sets a cap of 1,550 deployed strategic warheads for both sides. And the U.S. military is very confident that 1,550 nuclear weapons are more than enough for nuclear deterrence. And the Russians are also satisfied with that level. So I would be very surprised if either the U.S. and Russia would want to exceed that limit. What's going to happen instead is replacing older bombers with new bombers, older subs with new subs, older missiles with new missiles. The Russians have been doing this for a long time, and now we're going to be entering a cycle where we'll have to do it over the next 10 to 15 years.
Well, I'm seeing that the BBC is reporting that President Vladimir Putin there was talking about carefully monitoring changes in, quote, the balance of power and political military situation, especially along Russian borders. Could he have possibly been referring to U.S. missile defenses in Eastern Europe?
The Russians are very concerned about U.S. missile defenses, not only in Europe, but also our national missile defense system. The Russians, I think it's very alarmist, but the Russians calculate that if the U.S. launched a first strike, we would destroy the vast majority of Russian nuclear forces, and whatever limited forces were left wouldn't be able to penetrate U.S. missile defenses. I can't imagine any president taking a risk like that, but when the Russians do their worst-case assessment, it makes them very nervous, and that's why they've been investing a lot of money in modernizing their nuclear forces to make them much less vulnerable to a U.S. first strike.
You know, one of the things that President-elect Trump said during the campaign as a candidate, he said a lot of contradictory things about nuclear proliferation. You know, one is that he does believe, he said it several times, that it's one of the biggest challenges and threats the world faces. He said that. But then also in March of this year, a couple of times, he said he wasn't so sure if proliferation was a bad thing, if Saudi Arabia or South Korea or Japan, built up a nuclear arsenal. Later in March, he told CNN that proliferation is going to happen anyway. It's only a question of time. So, you know, take your point that it's hard to imagine a U.S. president, you know, doing what you had hinted earlier. But how are we to interpret the talk that we've been hearing both earlier this year and now from the man who's to be the president of the United States and from President Putin, just the very way they're talking about nuclear weapons?
Well, I think we've learned not to take President-elect Trump's campaign statements very seriously. They're not a clearly well-thought-out set of viewpoints. So I think we've got to wait and see how his actual policies are carried out. And it will be some time, I think, before that becomes apparent.
Well, Gary Seymour is the Executive Director for Research at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He also led the American interagency group that negotiated the New START Treaty with Russia back in 2010. That treaty went into effect in 2011. Gary Seymour, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Meg. Happy to do it.